Yeah, Hot 97, Funk Flex, Top 888 Countdown. We count down the hottest 8 songs in the city. All right, we're sponsored by Nickelodeon, Naked Brothers Band. Okay, I haven't had a chance to catch that, but that's what it's called. It's on Nickelodeon. All right, end of the Top 888, I might have 2 things for you, I think. I think I have some keys that could turn the ignition to that Cadillac and get that $1,000, that Fat Joe album. And I got tickets for you to hang out with Angie Martinez and DJ Enough tomorrow. Okay, Club Abyss, Sayreville, New Jersey, Route 35. You can come down and party. Trey Songz in the building.
Still.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The last joint you were kind of blasting on, was that the Jim Jones? Jim Jones joint?
Summer with Miami, Girl Tonight.
Okay.
We got a first time out right now. Mm-hmm. With Young Jack.
Okay.
What up, Jack? Boy MH, what up?
Shout out to Young John. Shout out to Diddy. He's moving units.
Yeah.
You got a royalty check from that yet?
Hey, I'm going to keep it real with you. I ain't even right on that.
You didn't?
No, I ain't right on that.
Okay.
The way that came about, that first time record came about, they submitted it to me with the hook on it.
And, so it was a ready-made blast off and get it popped.
Yeah, ready-made like that.
Okay. I mean, I want to tell you my, when I think Trey Songz.
For sure.
I mean, when I think of Trey Songz, I think of, kind of coming out. You came out before, Chris Brown, Neo, and yeah, a lot of the things that are popping right now, man. I mean, how do you feel about that? How do you feel? I mean, they've been able to maybe reap a little bit more success than you've been able to ride out with. How do you feel about it?
I mean, with me, like you said, I came out before both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Single came out, actually Chris and I was on tour together before his single even got popping, before Run It got popping in.
Okay.
I love the fact that they're both successful, because they're both good at what they do, and that's a good look for them, and it's good for R&B period. But the way I look at it,
I noticed you said Chris Brown. I mean, what about Neo?
I said both of them.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not trying to start nothing.
Yeah.
I was just
yeah.
All
right. No, success. I don't wish nobody to fail.
Can you still call them on the phone, talk to them? They'll still come through for what you're trying to do. Everything.
For sure.
That's important.
I mean, Chris more so than Neo, because that's my homeboy.
Okay.
I could call Neo right.
So you saying that I had the right vibe where I was going, because I was kind of going. I was feeling,
I saw you where you was going. You was going where you wanted to go.
I was feeling you were moving towards Chris Brown and Neo. That's what I was feeling.
No, I don't feel that.
No?
Nah, because I'm gonna put it like this.
Uh-huh. And that's what you should
like
do.
Like I said, me and Chris, we was on the tour together when we first started out.
So Neo wasn't
both
on that. He wasn't on that tour.
No, he wasn't on that.
Okay.
I met Neo later on.
Okay. How's he acting? Cool?
In the way.
Cool.
Let me get back to this. The way I feel about this situation is any artist I look at that has peaked their potential, like to the top of the top of the top, like take a Jay-Z or a R. Kelly, for example. Their first albums weren't, off the, like when R. Kelly was back with Public Announcement, he wasn't pushing to me.
It was quality, but he wasn't.
Yeah, it was great quality, and persistence got him the way he is now. That's what both of them. And you take a Usher who's been on his last album moved more than 10 million units.
Okay.
His first album.
Which probably didn't even go gold.
Exactly.
If I remember correctly.
His second album. And it escalated as it went on. And I think you grow to appreciate an artist that you feel has grown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With my first album, I feel like I ain't get the props I was supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool.
You ready?
Because I'm taking it.
So it's Hot 97 Funk Flex.
Yes, it is.
Trey Songz, but I asked you a question though.
We said we're gonna get back to it.
I'm just saying, when you did meet Neo, was it love? How was the vibe?
Me and Neo, when we first met, is all good.
Okay. When you say first met, does that mean it's different now?
I said first met because you said first.
He's paying attention to where I'm going. Okay. All right. I respect that. So everything's love.
Yeah, everything cool. Since you want me to chop it up, break it down real quick.
A little bit.
I'm gonna give you the short, long story.
Okay, cool. Hold up. We're gonna turn the music down. Now you tell me what's going on.
Neo, what up? We're going to start it off like that.
Because I know I've been... I don't mean to press.
No. Press is good. I like the full court. I take it straight to the hole when it's full court.
I
take it straight to the hole when they press. Hey, look. Neo, I'm going to say what's up before we even start this, because we didn't spoke about this and we didn't agree that we won't go holler, talk.
But we're going to... Today, we're going to do it.
Yeah, we're going...
Oh, great. This is great.
Yeah, for you, Fleck.
Let's do it.
For you. It's New York Radio. New York, what up? Songs! That's my thing.
Okay.
I met Neo about, when did I meet Neo? It was let's say about a year and some change ago. Everything was cool.
Uh-oh, you know what? Hold up. Let me go into the number 8 song.
Going to the number 8. We're going to make them wait.
Yeah, we're going to number 8. I'm going to number 8 song on the top 88 countdown, which is Make It Rain, Fat Joe featuring R. Kelly, T.I.
Make It Rain.
All right, we're going to get to that. Let's do it. Top 88 countdown, Trey Songz in the building. We're going to play something new from Trey Songz at the end of the top 88. Let's do it, Hot 97.